Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for sun and clouds today, 30 to 35. Some sun tomorrow, mid-40s. Cloudy periods of rain possibly developing on Thursday, mid-40s. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you today. Democratic Governor Ned Lamont paid off an IRS tax lien on his Greenwich mansion last October, 1 month before he announced his plan to seek a second term. The IRS released a lien on the home on October 6 after the governor paid $12,456 he owed on his 2015 federal tax return, according to Greenwich Land Records. A civil IRS tax lien alerts creditors that the government has a legal right to property. The lien was in place for 2 years. The Lamont campaign said the lien was the result of a dispute between Lamont's accountants and Social Security Administration about whether Lamont properly filed paperwork. The paperwork had to do with W-2 forms for employees for the family, according to the campaign. Meanwhile, Connecticut restaurants say replenishing federal funds would save 18,000 jobs. The CRA said its report also showed the positive impact of the Federal Restaurant Revitalization Fund, or RRF. According to analysis by the National Restaurant Association, the first round of RRF money saved more than 12,000 jobs in Connecticut and helped 97% of grant recipients stay in business. It also showed that nearly 51% of restaurant operators who did not receive those grants felt it was unlikely they would be able to stay in business beyond the pandemic without help. Also reporting that 96% of operators who applied for the grant but did not receive funding said a future grant would enable them to retain or hire back employees. The restaurant industry was hit hard by the latest surge of COVID-19 cases caused by the Omicron variant, according to the study. Forced to adapt to deteriorating consumer confidence, restaurants reduced hours and days of operation, cut seating capacity, and shut down. It pivoted off the premises dining, with the end result being lower sales volumes in 2021 than back in 2019. Now, Governor Ned Lamont says the state's positivity rate now stands at 7.33% in terms of PCR tests. In Dutchess County, Dutchess County residents can get at-home test kits free this week. The free at-home kits supplied originally from the state are limited. Most are being distributed on a first-come, first-served basis with proof of residency required. Each kit includes two at-home tests and a limited to one per household. Many municipalities have yet to announce their distribution times. As of yesterday afternoon, sites will be at least two, Pleasant Valley and Unionville, and held distributions yesterday. In Milan, the proposed giveaway for the test kits is Wednesday and Friday from 9 to 3 at Town Hall while supplies last. In Unionville, the tests were given out yesterday until supplies ran out. You can also call Town Hall to receive a kit for pickup to be added to a home delivery list. And in Washington, tests were available at the town clerk's office. You can also contact Town Hall to reserve a kit for pickup or be added to the home delivery list. Is it time for some name changes for Great Barrington's Squaw Peak Road? Some residents along the W-shaped dead end have announced their preference to stand on the right side of many Native Americans and the Merriam-Webster Dictionary itself. They would like the name of their street, Squaw Peak Road, changed to something that doesn't connotate female genitalia. The word squaw is considered an ethnic and sexist slur. The request comes less than a year after the nonprofit conservation organization Trustees of the Reservation renamed the geological formation in Great Barrington that served as a namesake for Squaw Peak Road. Upon the request late last year, the town manager said the town sent letters to 18 residents on the road inviting them to a neighborhood meeting with the select board. On Tuesday evening, in the first meeting of minds between the residents and town officials, five residents of Squaw Peak Road spoke in favor of a name change. Another resident expressed she was begrudgingly resigned to it. One resident spoke against it. Heather Bugle, the director of the cultural affairs for the Stockbridge-Munsee community, has endorsed a change in the street name. Meanwhile, the one and only sign marking Squaw Peak Road off Route 41, about 2 miles north of downtown, has been decapitated. It appears as if someone cut the steel post at the top, shearing it using a hot instrument. That sign is now gone. Taking a look at some meetings going on in our tri-state region today at 9 o'clock this morning, the Salisbury Historic District Commission meets on Thursday in Salisbury at 10 a.m. The Pope Land Design Committee meets, and on Friday in Salisbury at 8:30 in the morning, a special joint meeting of the Inland Wetlands Commission and Planning and Zoning. In Kent, the Kent Policy Committee has a meeting today at 10 o'clock in Falls Village. Today, Board of Education has their regular monthly meeting at 7 o'clock. In Hillsdale tonight at 7 o'clock, the Zoning Board has a public meeting in Hillsdale tonight at 7:30. The Zoning Board has a public hearing. Upcoming meetings in Sharon tomorrow. The American Rescue Plan Act meeting is at 6:30 at Town Hall, and the Housing Plan Steering Committee meets on the 7th at 5:30. In Cornwall, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse meeting is happening via Zoom on January 4th, and the Board of Selectmen meeting via Zoom on January 4th at 7:30. In North Canaan, on February 7th, the Board of Selectmen meeting at 7 p.m., Board of Finance regular meeting at 7:30. In Ancrum, the Planning Board has their meeting on February 3rd at 7 p.m. They meet the first Thursday of every month. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find daily specials, a tapas menu, and you'll find them on Instagram, Facebook, and, of course, at interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,131.86, the NASDAQ at 14,239.88, and the S&P 500 at 4515.55. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.